This video has been brought to you by Muslim Hands, who has been building schools and helping nearly 15,000 needy children worldwide. Please visit them at MuslimHands.com. Back for another week for Ask Baba Ali. Are you ready? I'm ready!
If you're looking all confused, ask Baba Ali. And you don't know what to do, ask Baba Ali. If you want advice from a friendly, funny guy, ask Baba Ali.
Welcome to Ask Baba Ali. This is where you send your questions and I try to answer them the best I can. I'm D, age 43, from Michigan. I just converted last summer. Just last summer, mashallah. My question is, while flying with Muslim, what do you recommend we do to get through checkpoints faster? You run! Have you guys seen a plane? Get out of my way! Have you guys seen a plane? I'm late! Actually, I'll take that back. Seeing a Muslim run to the airport just might freak everyone out. I'm doing this for the first time ever, and my route is from US to Morocco.
US to Morocco?
Yeah, you're gonna have some problems. By the way, I'm a sister and about as white bread American as it gets.
White woman from America? I don't think you can have any problems.
The thing is, you don't really fit that bad guy profile that the TV usually shows. Actually, TV portrays Muslim women as being oppressed and needing help, so people might actually help you.
I don't think so, Ali.
Okay, maybe not, but I think they're more concerned about bearded guys from the Middle East. But in any case, here's some tips to help you deal with airport security. Be honest when they ask you questions.
No. My name is not Baba. My name is Bubba. Bubba from the South.
Because when you're lying, you're only fooling yourself.
What I do for a living? I'm a country singer. What, you don't believe me? Okay, I show you. I walk down the street without shoes on my feet. They call me Bubba 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 Ali from the South. You don't like it? You can't hear with your hands over your ears.
Don't act shady in the airport.
Hey you, come here. You know what airport security office is? I'm looking for airport security. Actually, here they come. Act natural.
When security stops you, don't take it personal.
But you are stopping me because I am brown? Because your skin is brown? Because your sweater is brown? You're like, hey, I see brown. I step in? No. What happened? Long time ago, first you were racist against black people. Now you are racist against brown people. Then you are going to be racist against every people. I know my rights. My rights say I am right, and you are wrong, and you are wrong. Wrong. Power to the people.
Don't try to act like a tough guy.
What, you think you're tough just because you got the gun and I got the luggage?
Actually, you are. Let me know what you want me to do. Finally, airport security really doesn't have a sense of humor, so don't try to make them laugh. They don't like jokes, especially at the airport.
Passport, let me see if I brought my passport.
I brought this baby, woohoo. You like this one? All the stamps. You like stamping? Guess whose picture it is? I got a picture for you. Cheese, woohoo. Is that me? That's my twin brother.
After I made the video Muslim while flying, I got this email from this guy who works for airport security. And then one time I was coming back from London, and this guy from British Airways was like, hey, aren't you that guy from TV? You're Baba Ali, right?
And I'm thinking to myself, yeah.
You see, even though my videos have been watched by millions, I had no idea so many people from the airport were watching my videos.
Now I'm thinking to myself, I'm definitely gonna get stopped now.
The last time I was randomly checked, the airport security kept me there for 4 hours. And finally, when they got to my laptop, they asked me to put a DVD in. So I did. And guess what video came up?
Muslim while flying.
I'm serious, Muslim while flying. I sat there while they're watching my video. I'm thinking to myself, no one's gonna believe me. Airport security is watching my video about airport security. You see, although my videos oftentimes have my sense of humor in them, more importantly, they have a message.
Let us change the way the people perceive Islam. And the only way we can do that is by being good examples, good Muslims.
So they finished watching my video, they smiled, laughed, and they said, you know what? Pack your bags and go home, man. And I did. I did. I'm out of here, dude.
See, if you watch any of my videos, the message is very clear. In order for us to change the way people view Muslims, we have to be better Muslims, better examples. As simple as that.
D, if you think you're gonna get stopped by airport security, then maybe you can use this as a dawah opportunity. I mean, they're going to check your bags anyways, so might as well have some information about Islam. That way they can see what ideas you carry and what Islam is really about. The problem is most people base their opinion on what they watch on TV. And you and I both know that the TV paints a picture of these Muslims being extremists, and these extremists being everywhere. The reason I laugh is that whole thing is supposed to make you scared, but to me it's just comedy, because it's nonsense. What are you talking about? Where are these people getting this mumbo jumbo from? You see, I've never even met an extremist before. I don't even know anyone who knows someone that's an extremist. I don't even know someone who knows someone who knows someone who's an extremist. The only time we see these extremists is on TV. That's it, on TV. You see, all the Muslims that I know or who I've come across, they're just normal people. Now, I'm not saying there's no crazy people out there, but I think this whole thing has been blown out of proportion. The fact is that Muslims have been living in the West for generations and generations. So if Islam really taught terrorism, then we're all pretty bad terrorists. But anyone who's ever been around any practicing Muslims know that all this stuff is nonsense. Now don't get me wrong, there's people out there who abuse religion. But that doesn't necessarily make the religion bad, but rather it makes those people who abuse the religion bad. You get my point? The fact is we live in a post-9/11 world where a lot of people have misconceptions of Islam. So if you have the opportunity of someone stopping you and asking you what Islam is really about, in this case airport security, then maybe this could be that opportunity for you to remove some of that confusion out there. And that might just help the next person who gets randomly searched. Like me! Airport security, if you're watching, you know I'm just joking, right? Right? This is Ali, and that's my advice.
If you want advice from a friendly, funny guy, ask Baba Ali!